Hey there, this is Beth Lauren Parrish with Inspired Riding. I'm a remote coach, certified riding instructor, and animal communicator. I encourage equestrians to feel safe, confident, and connected to their horses. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about being your horse's dependable partner. I've been to countless barns over the years, and I've noticed some similarities when it comes to horses really enjoying their time with their owners. They seek out their humans for interaction. And it's not just for food, but for true connection during their bonding, exercising, and playtime. These humans have figured out how to be dependable partners for their horses, and I'd love to share some of their stories to help inspire you. Mary had two horses to care for, and she was able to adapt to each of their personal needs. One large warm blood was all business, and loved to show off his fancy dressage moves. She was clear, consistent, and offered him just a little bit of new things to learn with each riding session. He wasn't into a lot of bonding or playtime with her, but truly appreciated being treated like an elite athlete. He always looked so proud after his rides. Her other horse was a smaller and much older mare. She still enjoyed getting her blood pumping with a great trail ride. Mary would take her out all the time and let her enjoy the sights with no agenda. What I loved about how Mary handled her two horses was that she understood their needs and didn't get frustrated if they weren't exactly what she had in mind as a fun time. She focused on what would make her horse happy in the moment. This is what made Mary happy, knowing she was providing the best life possible for her two very different horses. How often do you consider what is best for your horse rather than what your particular goals are? It's something to really think about in the big picture. So often I see horses and humans mismatched. Sometimes the best thing to do is figure out how your horse thrives in life and decide if you're really the human to help keep them happy. And guess what? It's not the most terrible thing to realize that it might be time to look for the best possible home for your horse. It's better to understand that about yourself sooner than later, rather than just trying to go through the motions. If you take this thought to the next level, this is important to consider with all of your relationships in life. On the other side, if you truly want to help your horse live his or her best life, they could open up doorways for you to learn more about yourself. And perhaps they absolutely love to run on a track around your arenas, and you're a bit of a nervous rider and don't feel like you can do that. Maybe you can get a brave rider to lease your horse to do just that. This way, you can enjoy your horse in different ways and still keep them happy. There are always more solutions out there if you open yourself up to possibilities. Here's another horse owner who has inspired me over the years. Her name was Carol, and she had a Pasofino breeding farm. I was fortunate to get to know her, and she even housed my horses for a few months when we first moved to Texas. She was meticulous in the care of all the horses at her farm. They were fed well and had plenty of room to roam. My favorite part about her relationship with these horses was her sheer joy in spending time with each one. As she went around doing her daily chores, I could spot her finding the itchy spots of a young stallion and getting his lips to quiver. She hired caring trainers to work with the horses and was very picky about which families she sold her horses to as well. Every moment of her life was spent caring for these wonderful horses. I was there for about 3 years and saw her ride maybe twice. While she enjoyed riding, I knew that her passion was just being with her horses. They felt her love and passion even from inside her home. So even if you don't ride your horses, you can find ways to connect and enjoy them. It's important to remember that being a dependable human for your horse can mean so many things. What does it mean to you? I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to check out my website, inspiredriding.com, or you can find me on facebook.com/inspiredriding. Thanks so much for listening. And may the horse be with you always.